Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're live and on the air. First of all, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Glory to God. We thank God for our fathers, our leaders, amen, in the household of faith. We thank God for all fathers, amen, on today. Hey, I know everybody's out, you know, celebrating and, you know, giving their Father's Day dinner and presents. And, you know, that's a good thing. You know, you honor your fathers. And those who don't have fathers, remember, he said, God said he'll be a father for the fatherless. He'll be a mother for the motherless. So nothing has changed about that. So understand, amen, you know, you may not have your earthly father, but you have your heavenly father. So let's keep on down the road, keep on going, and keep moving for Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with my announcement. I want to make sure you tune in, amen, on Tuesday night for the one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to listen in. Mighty man and woman of God, powerful word that comes through every Tuesday. Just awesome. So don't forget to listen in on Tuesday night. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, or a spiritual leader, then you need to hook up with them. Because guess what? They can lead you to where you need to go. They can take you where you need to go. They can put you in the place that you should be in this season. Because you don't want God to leave you out. So it's time to come on and get aboard. Amen. If you would, you can inbox them on Facebook, inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, and just leave a message, and he'll get back with you. Or you can go and inbox Pastor Joseph Rouse. Leave a message, and they will get back with you soon. Amen. So if you move on down, we have faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. Awesome, awesome woman of God, awesome praying woman of God. Glory to God. We thank God for our elder, amen, evangelist, elder, Bertha Askew. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. So don't miss it every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power on Sunday, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday. So listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because he's moving by his mighty power, by his spirit, by his might that he moves. We breathe, and it's by his power that we move. Glory to God. So you don't want to miss an awesome, awesome show every Sunday. And then the next Hour of Power, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You will hear none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I want you to make sure you tune in, amen. After you get that 30-minute break, get the water, juice, whatever you may drink, and get ready, get ready, get ready. The powerful woman of God that comes on next. Glory to God. And I want you to understand, amen, she still has books. They are not sold out yet, but they're still ready waiting on you. You get a free Kindle also. You can inbox her on Facebook, and she will let you know how to purchase the books. She got one and two. They are ready, ready, and ready to go for you to read. And let me, if you can't get in touch with her, you can also call me or any member of the WOW team, and we will get you where you need to go. So that's no excuse. If you want to mail a letter, and that's fine. However you want it, whatever you want to do, we can help you. I know they say the mail's a little slow, but that's all right. It'll get here. It'll get where it needs to go. So if you want those books, you can inbox any of us and we will get you to her so you can purchase the books. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. So come on and join and be blessed by the word that comes out every, you really get every week. Amen. It doesn't stop there. All the way from Monday through Sunday, amen, ministry is going on. You know, everybody was kind of up in the air whenever, you know, they saw ministry, that we were doing ministry online. But we were doing it way before the pandemic hit, many, many years. So when the pandemic hit, then everybody went to doing it online, see. Hallelujah. So, you know, amen. If the anointing is there, it's there. It's there online, amen. It's there if you're in the pulpit, wherever, the anointing is there. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and be partner. Amen. We're calling all men, all women to come on and partner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some say they partner here, some say they partner there. Yeah, I understand that. Glory to God. But if you're getting your word here, then you need to partner here also. Amen. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and join in and hear what the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, because he is speaking. Huh. Believe me, he is speaking. Amen. You just see the signs and the times and everything that's going on around you. Look how hot it is. Amen. It's just, it's really, really hot. So you know if it's hot here, how hot do you think it is down in hell? Good God Almighty, my God, hallelujah. A place that none of us wants to go. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. So I encourage you to come on and get the word and start living the word out. Don't think that, you know, you got time, you know, and some say, well, I'm still here. But, you know, you never know, hallelujah. You never know when he's to return. We know he's to return soon, and people have been saying that for a long time. But understand, he is to return. You can see the signs of the times now. Glory to God. Hear what I say. Read the writing on the wall. So don't think that you got time, amen. You all right, you know. Some say, well, I'm all right. I'm good. Okay, you better make sure you're good. Hallelujah. Because, you know, I was watching, amen, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to go ahead. The reason I started to talk, amen, because I know some people say, well, they always asking for money. But if you blessed over here, then guess what? You need to get a give what you get. You need to give some money over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But anyway, I was watching this movie one day. It was a Christian movie. And this guy, they were going to the movies every week. Every week they were going to the movies. And so as he started to think about it and God started to lay things on his heart and he's, you know, and what he was watching and what he was letting go into his eye gate, you know, his eyesight. He was seeing things on the screen that he shouldn't have been seeing. But they would go to the movie each and every week. And he thought about that. He said, wait a minute. You know, I'm going to the movie each and every week and I'm looking at anything and everything. He said, I call myself a Christian. Now, what if I miss heaven all because I'm going and I'm looking at stuff that I shouldn't be looking at? And he thought about that thing, and he thought about it, and he thought about it. So he stopped going. Well, his friend kept going, and he called him. So he said he was Christian too. And his friend tried to make him go, but he told him no. He said, I'm not going anymore. He didn't try to stop his friend from going, but he said he wasn't going, so he didn't go. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? He let him continue to go. And then when he explained to his friend why he didn't go, then his friend started to think about that thing, and then he stopped going. So what they started doing was they showed Christian movies at the church and invited other people, invited young boys that was out on the streets. They said, all we're going to do is just show a Christian movie, you know, at the church, so y'all come on and join us. That's all he said. And they first of all, you know, they kicked against it, but they did come and look at it. So you see how things work? It worked together for their good after they turned themselves around and didn't go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then guess what? They drew others. Glory to God. He didn't press him, but he waited until his time. Glory to God. Whenever he said he wasn't going back to the movies, then the other friend, he said he wasn't going. He discussed it with his wife and said, you know, he's right. What if we miss God? You know, we call ourselves Christians, but we're doing anything and everything, looking at anything and everything. He said, we don't want to miss God. So you don't want to miss God. I'm just saying, you don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. You know, you think you're straight, but you're going here, you're going there, you're going, amen, everywhere, you're doing everything, but you ain't giving God no time. You don't want to miss it. That's the thing about it. Because I remember, I'm going to pray in a minute, but we're going to go ahead and get this all out, amen. Everybody listen. Hallelujah. I remember that when I seen the movie, it reminded me of me. Hallelujah. Because when I was going to the clubs and when I was doing everything I was big enough to do, you know, and all this and all that, and, you know, I'm going to church too also, and I'm over here praising God. Every praise is to our God, lifting up hands, glory to God. But then I'm going over there dancing, okay, everything out in the open. Come on now. Y'all know it. Come on. I was doing that, you know, and I thought about that. I remember that because I told the girls, I said, listen, I said, I'm not going to club no more. I said, I'm not going anymore. I said, I'm done. I said, that's it. I can't do that no more because God was pulling on my heart. But they said, well, why? I said, no. I said, I'm not going anymore. I never told them not to go. I just told them I wasn't going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I left it at that. I just continued on down the road doing what I was doing for Jesus. I just kept on. And then after that, then some of them decided to come in, and they didn't go anymore. So they decided to do right. So that's what really drew me to that movie. So, you know, you don't press nobody, but you encourage them. You say, well, you know, yeah, I understand. You know, you do what you do. Amen. But just don't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thinking that, you know, it's okay with the Lord. You need to find out, is it okay? You need to find out if you're okay. Because he is to return soon. So find out, are you okay? Hallelujah. And if you're okay, yes, and then, you know, your family see how you living, then they'll want to come on and live like you live. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on with prayer. I just thought there was a side note, and I'd throw that out there to you. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for a glorious day. We thank you for this Father's Day, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we lift all the fathers up to you on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For those, Lord God, who aren't being fathers, Lord God, like they should be, then, Lord, we ask you to draw them closer to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Send someone by to tell them, Lord God, about a man named Jesus, Lord God. Send someone by, Lord God, to tell them how they should be treating their families and how they should live and be representatives of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, because, God, we know that you're living large and you're in charge, Lord. Everything that go on, Lord God, it doesn't get by you. We know, Lord God, that you know everything that happens, Lord God, before it happens, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for everyone, Lord, in the earth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to the north, the south, the east and the west, oh God. Lord God, that they're lifting up praises unto you, Lord God. That they're lifting up your holy name, God. That they're praying and covering their children before they go out, Lord God. Even go to the babysitters, oh God. Even go, Lord God, to the places that they go, Lord God, so they can stay in until parents get off work, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for all the recreation centers, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, send your angels to camp around them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The churches, the stores, Lord God, cover them wherever they may go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Push Satan back in the name of Jesus and throw him in the pit, Lord God, and cover him with your word. He shall not, form any evil against him. It may form, but it won't prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just lift you up on today, Lord, because we know we serve such an awesome God. We serve a God that can deliver and heal and set free. We serve a big God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God, because if it wasn't for you, Lord God, we couldn't have got up this morning, Lord God. We couldn't get up, hallelujah, glory to God, because you kept the blood running warm in our veins. So, Father, we just said thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why, Lord God, we can give you glory. We can give you honor. We give you praise. Because we know, Lord God, we serve and right now, God, an on-time God, a good God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Acknowledge who he is in your life. You know, sometimes when you get around other people, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this. If they ask, then, amen, you can tell them. That don't mean you just, you go ahead and try to beat it in their head. But if they ask, yes, I am a believer. I am a full blood, washed in the blood, born again believer. Just keep it simple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. He said, never argue over my word. Now, you know, people nowadays want to argue over the word. Hallelujah. And some are arguing over stuff that really don't make no sense. I've heard it all. I've heard it even so now. I've heard it. You know, the main thing is to make sure that you are that believer. You are that true believer. Anybody can say they believe, but are you a true believer of the gospel? Are you a true believer of the word of God? Are you a true believer that he died and rose on the third day? Are you a true believer? Glory to God. Or did you just say it because your mom and dad said, you know, they took me to church and I heard the pastor preach it? Or have you read it for yourself? Hallelujah. It's time now for the true believers to stand up and recognize who Christ is. Hallelujah. And know that you know that you know where you're going to spend eternity. It's time for all the other stuff to just be cut out. Hallelujah. And just time to move on. To walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the flesh seems to be overtaking, amen, now. But you want to walk in the spirit realm, so you won't let the flesh overtake that of the spirit. Glory to God. The more you feed your spirit, hallelujah, you'll be good. But whatever you feed the most, that's what's going to take over. If you're feeding your flesh, that's what's going to take over. If you feed your spirit, man, then the spirit is going to take over. And it's going to overrule that flesh. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get into our message on the day. Psalms 34. And we're going to start at the first verse. And the title of the message is, His Praise Will Continue to Be in My Mouth. Let's read the first verse and we're going to go on from there. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. You know, you need to praise God by habit. Hallelujah. You need to praise God for who he really is. You know, you'll praise God if he give you $1 million. You'll praise God if he give you $1,000. You'll praise God if he give you $100. Hallelujah. But do you praise him for who he really is? You got to make it a habit to praise God. You know, you wake up in the morning, oh, praise you, Lord, because, Lord, I know, Lord God, it was you that made the blood run warm in my veins, God. I praise you, Lord God, because, Lord, you're a doctor in a sick room. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise you, dear Lord, because I know, Lord, you are the peace keeper. You're the peacemaker. You can do anything, Lord. You can do everything, all things. Men can't do. You can do it. Do you praise God? Hallelujah. My God, good God Almighty, for being your shelter protection. Hallelujah. All around you. Because he kept you all night last night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't let nothing happen. Hallelujah. He put his angels, oh, my God, all around you. Hallelujah. And said, you can't, don't let them in. Hallelujah. They guarded your door last night. Can you praise him for those things? Hallelujah. It's easy to praise him, amen, when, you know, yeah, if he give you my, oh, praise God. He gave me $100. Oh, praise God. Yeah, but can you praise him for who he really is? You know, we always say things about the stuff he give us. But what about who he really is? Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You know, a humble person, you know, you give respect. You show reverence. You ain't prideful. You ain't full of yourself. Hallelujah. By saying, I did this. You know, if God works, let me explain. When God works through you, hallelujah, you need to say, praise God, for God did that. He worked through me to give you this prayer. He worked through me to give you this word. So praise God for him doing that, not nothing I did, because I couldn't have done it. If it had not been for him and the power of the Holy Ghost, I couldn't have did it, because I couldn't hear without him feeding me the words to say. I couldn't hear without him feeding me what to do. I couldn't do anything without him moving me in the right direction. Can you do that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we always, you give, make sure that you have, amen, have a humble spirit to show that you really, really know who he is. Glory to God. You don't always say, well, you know, I did this. Ooh, I did this. I prayed this prayer. No, If it had not been for him, you couldn't have prayed that prayer. So remember that. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Now, you know what a magnifying glass do? Whenever you put it down on something small, it makes it bigger, right? Glory to God. So you just think about it. Here's the thing about it. You serve a big God. Hallelujah. You serve a God that created the whole world. Hallelujah. He created me. He created you. He created all these people in the world. Every boy, every woman, every child, every girl, he did it. Only he can do it. You know how sometimes you'll sit in church, oh, yeah, the pastor will say, well, you know, we serve a big God. We don't serve a little God. But, you know, you say, yeah, we serve a big God. But you got to think about it, you know. But sometimes you forget that he is a big God. He ain't worried about the little old whatever it is you're going through because, get what, you serve a big God and he can handle it. I think sometimes we let our fears get in the way of our faith, and they collide together. But you got to continue. You cast down fear, and you continue to walk in the faith that you serve a big God, knowing that he can do anything. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing that's short for God. Hallelujah. He can do it. He can deliver you. He can heal you. He can set you free. Let's move on to verse 5. Glory to God. I'm sorry, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Whatever your fear is, God will deliver you. You know, some of us, you know, some fear, you know, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. I want to leave this job. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. I can't find a job. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. But guess what? He'll deliver you from all that. But you got to do your part. See, sometimes people say, well, you know, I prayed and I asked the Lord to help and deliver me, but, you know, nothing happened. You know, but guess what? You can't sit on the couch and not look for a job now. But you can sit on the couch and hold a laptop and look. Or get on the computer, get on the phone, whatever you got, whatever you may use, and look for a job, yes. But, you know, if you would have, he said, whatever you put your hand to do, I'll prosper it. So don't fear what man can do. But here's the thing. You have reverential fear. And that's for fear of what God's going to do. And that's good to have that kind of fear. In other words, let me explain it to you, okay? If I'm going, I'm calling myself a Christian. Amen. I'm just using me as an example. Yes, I am a blood-washed, born believer. Hallelujah. And then you go out there drinking and tipping and slipping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Now just think what God's fear, what he's going to do with that. Glory to God. Because you know you're doing wrong. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Let's move on to verse 5. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When you continue to praise God, he will be there. He won't let you be ashamed. You know, some people say, well, you know what, you're serving God in all the ways. Every time you turn around, you're giving him praise. You're always in the church. You're always praying. You're always doing this and all that. Hallelujah. But look at you. Look at you. I don't see nothing you got. You ain't living no better than I am. I've heard these stories. Hallelujah. And you know what you do with them? Walk away from them. You know what you do? Just get on away from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't want it. If lightning bolt come, you make sure you don't want to be near them whenever they come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's just the way people process things. But here's my thing. I'd rather continue to serve him faithfully and trust in him all the way than to be out there halfway, straddle the fence. Then he returns. Amen. Where you think you're going? Okay, I'm going to let you figure that one out. Let's move on. Verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. See, when you cry out to the Lord and you praise God for who he is, Lord, I know you can heal me. Lord, I know you can deliver. You see, right here, a poor man cried out, and he delivered him out of every trouble that he was going through. So you know it ain't nothing, hallelujah, that he can't do. So remember to praise him. He will hear you.
hallelujah, to bring you out of all your troubles. He's not going to bring you out halfway. He's going to bring you out all the way. He's going to set you up on high. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So you won't have to be bothered with that again. But listen, here's the thing. What happens, you go and you do the same thing. You get the same results. You're in the same place. Then you go cry out to him again. And then you want him to bring you out again. But remember, learn from what you do. And then you'll stay in that place where he won't have to come and get you out of that same thing again. You know how sometimes people have, I try to keep it real.
Hallelujah.
People have financial problems. And you know, a lot of people are saying that now because, you know, there's some of the gas and stuff and groceries and different stuff like that. I understand. But like I said, you know, be careful how you're going shopping all the time. You know, you're crying about the gas, but you're going spending it. Amen. We're going to move on. I'm going to leave it alone. Let's move on. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. You know, God sends his angels. Hallelujah. They are all around the righteous, and he will deliver them whatever you're going through. Glory to God. So don't you know that he and his angels are there? He dispatches his angels when he hears his children call. He said the righteous. So you want to be righteous. You want to live a righteous lifestyle of living. Yes, you're going to go through down here. Yes and yes. But he is the deliverer. He will send his angels. Hallelujah. When you call on the name of the Lord, he will send his angels to come and deliver you from all that you're going through. Let's see. Let's read verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. You know, when you trust God in your praise, he will deliver you. You know, sometimes you can just be praising, just say, well, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. But you got to know what's on the inside of you also. Is your heart really right? Is it saying that I trust God? Lord, if I don't trust you, Lord God, help me. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because you want to make sure that you're right. Downright right with the word of God in order for you to move forward, in order for you to get, amen, what you want from God. You're going to have to make sure that you trust in him. You know, sometimes you say you trust him, but you don't trust him. Let something happen, and then what you go back, well, Lord, I just don't know. Lord, this is happening, that's happening. But then you done already said, well, you know what? You know, okay, you done already said, well, I trust him, and I know he's a deliverer. I can heal him. But are you trusting your doubt and your fear? Amen. They're colliding together. Lord, I want to fully trust you. Yes, we can fully trust him. Yes, we live in an earthen vessel. Yes, and yes, and yes. But whenever you think that things are falling down on the left, on the right, you can go to the word of God. He'll give you a scripture. He'll give you a pick-me-up scripture. And then you start to walk on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you'll start to trust him. And you'll know what his word said. Lord, you said I'm blessed as a man that trusted in him. That means if I'm blessed, Lord God, because I trust you. So I know you're going to take care of this. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. Hallelujah. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. You know what? When you fear God and you're doing wrong and serving idols, you will want. But he said, if you fear, hallelujah, if you don't fear, hallelujah, your sin, then guess what? Hallelujah. That means still you don't trust him. You don't receive him as your Lord and Savior. In other words, you're straddling the fence. Let me put it in a better way. But, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Well, there is no want to them that fear him. You know, when you have a reverential fear for God, you're not going to want any good thing, anything. He's not going to hold anything back from you. You may not get it when you think you should have it, but guess what? Hallelujah. You're going to get it. See, right here it says, I'm going to read it again so you make sure you get a good understanding of what I'm saying. He said, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you ain't got to worry about fearing nothing. You ain't got to worry about fearing that you ain't going to have what you need. Because guess what? If you fear God, you're going to get what you need because you're living a right lifestyle. That right lifestyle of living will get you everything you want from God. Hallelujah. Regardless. So you just hold on to that and don't move from that. Glory to God. Hold on to that righteous lifestyle of living and trust in God. Sometimes people fall out of, you know, they trust God so far and then they go backwards and things start to happen. You just, oh, my God, it just ain't going for me. It ain't going right for me. But guess what? He's still there. He hadn't moved just because you don't get it right then. But you will get it. That's the thing. So sometimes you have to wait. You can't just, it ain't a microwavable thing. You know, I've been praying about some stuff that I ain't got yet, but guess what? It don't matter. I'm going to go on because guess what? I'm not going to backslide and try to get it on my own because what I get on my own is not going to last. But that I get from God will last me a lifetime. Hallelujah. So that's what you got to look at. Let's move to verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Didn't I tell you? You won't want any good thing. He ain't gonna give you nothing bad. It's an any good thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes you want what you want, but you just want it in your timing. But it may not be time for you to get what you want. So just hold on. You know, I know some people say, well, you know what? I'm getting older and older and older, and I asked the Lord for this, and I haven't gotten it yet. But it will come. I tell you, it will come. He will give it to you. Hallelujah. And then when he bring in, hallelujah, he's going to give you more than probably what you even asked for. Because I know he did me like that. Hallelujah. And he will do the same for you. You won't want for nothing, no good thing. So you don't have to worry about that. We serve a God that will give you everything you want. But you got to stay in that right lifestyle of living and trust God. You can walk around all day and say, Lord, oh, my God. Lord, I praise you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I praise you again, Lord, for everything that you do. You know, praise him in your own way. You don't have to praise him in what I'm saying, but praise him in your own way. Let's move on to verse 11. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Let's move to verse 12. What man is he that desires life and love it many days that he may see good? Do you want to live a long and prosperous life? Well, this is your God. Praise and seek God and his will. You know, sometimes you get out of that, you want to seek your will. But no, you praise the Lord and seek his will. Ask him what his will is for your life. You know, sometimes you be wanting to do things that ain't even got nothing to do with God. I remember when I was I got laid on one of my jobs. They closing down. So, you know, I wanted to go back. And I wanted to go for one thing, but the Lord said no. He said, go to teach. I'm like, teaching? And Lord, that wasn't in my vocabulary for real. He said, no, this is what you do. Go back to be a teacher. I'm like, Lord, come on now, you know. I'm like, okay. So I surrendered. I didn't sign up for nothing else. I did what he said do. I mean, yeah, we had to have a little talk, but, you know, hey, he won. He won't win anyway. Hallelujah. And that's what he told me. So that's what I ended up doing, what he said. So seek God's will for your life, not your own will, and not somebody else telling you, well, maybe you want to do this and maybe you want to do that. I've had people to say that to me. You know, they told me I was a missionary. I told y'all that story. And I didn't, that ain't what he said. I knew what God was saying. I wasn't worried about what they were saying. I knew what he was telling me. He said, you are a prophet. Hallelujah. He didn't say nothing about no mission. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To go, amen, all the way half around the country. And he said, he didn't tell me that. And he definitely didn't tell them that either. But that's how you have to listen and make sure that you're doing his will and not your own will. And it has been prosperous. Have there been some bumps and some bruises and some lumps? Yes, it has. It's been all kinds of things going on and all kinds of things happening along the way and all kinds of stuff that was trying to come against me for years and years and years. But you know what? He brought me through everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I serve an awesome God. I serve an awesome God. So guess what? He did. Hallelujah. When he called you to do something, then guess what? He's going to bring you through everything you got to go through. You got to remember to keep him first. Praise his name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I don't care if you have to praise him all the way down the street, all the way to the job, all the way back. When you get there silently in your head, it don't matter. Do it anyway, because he got control over whatever's going on. He got control before you even get there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 13. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gold. Saying things that are not right and telling lies. Hallelujah. You know, some people can just, you know, well, they can just tell a lie and think nothing of it. They really can. But what did he say right here? Hallelujah. Keep the tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gold. Telling lies. Hallelujah. You know, he said, a liar shall not tarry in thy kingdom. So, hey, listen, it's time now to stop telling the lies and just tell the truth. Because guess what? He can work with you if you tell the truth. But if you tell a lie, you're on your own. Because if you tell one, you got to tell another one to cover up the next one. Now, listen, that little head and that little imp on your shoulder will be going off trying to get you to lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to know who you serve. You got to know who you are, and you got to have that reverential fear, hallelujah, of the Lord, of what's going to happen when you tell that lie. So you don't want to do that. You want to walk in righteousness, trusting the Lord, praising the Lord, and you will be blessed. Hallelujah. You see all that right there works together and ties together? Let's move on. Hallelujah. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. If you want the peace of God to rest on you, then guess what? You're going to have to seek peace and pursue it. The peace of God can rest on you as much as you want it to. It's up to you. When you see people coming trying to stir up stuff, what do? You need to go the other way. Even if they're calling you, trying to call you with some mess, learn to go the other way. You know, sometimes you might have to say, hold up, wait a minute. I will talk to you later. Holler. And don't feel bad about it. Although you know what's going to happen, they ain't going to want to talk to you, but what would you rather do? You see right here, he said, depart from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. So guess what? What do you rather follow? You rather follow them and let them just keep getting you all upset? Or would you rather seek the peace and pursue your peace and have peace? And not worried about all that. So you got to learn how not to worry so much about what man is saying. Hallelujah. But sometimes people can say some stuff that will make you just upset. Because I remember in my own self, that's why I always use myself, because I've been through many trials, many troubles, many tribulations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I praised him anyway. Glory to God. There was just so much just coming. All this was coming from the left, the right. I had to hear it all here, there, there. God said, let it go. He said, turn it loose. He said, let it go. He said, Martha, let it go. He said, do nothing else. Let it go. So when he told me to let it go, that means I let it go. And guess what? It's been peace ever since in that area. So you got to learn how, when he said, let it go, let it go. If you want to keep the peace of God, let it go. It don't matter what they say and what they're trying to make it look like, let it go. It don't matter who coming trying to put junk in your garbage can, shut the lid and say, let it go. Go and put it in the big trash bin, because you ain't going to put it in this game. Hallelujah. They sometimes try to upset you, and knowing that you got to, by the time you get ready to go preaching, oh my God, or get ready to minister, or get ready to do whatever, read the word of God, it'll come. But you got to learn, I got to let it go. You got to learn how to close the door on some stuff, close the door on some people. I know you say, well, I don't want to make them mad. I don't want to turn them. I don't want to do that. Well, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Who you going to trust? You going to put your trust in man, or are you going to put your trust in God?
You want the good things and the blessings that he showed you right here that you can have if you trust it? Or are you going to wait on man to give you a few dollars, amen, and probably lunch? What would you rather have? Would you rather have the one that can give you everything or those that can only give you a little thing? Because understand, man would get tired of it, but God won't, because he's in everything and all things that we need him to be. He's not going to move. When you call him, he's there. When you praise him, he hears your praise. Because it says God inhabits the praises of his people. He loves for you to praise him. He loves for you to tell him, amen, glory to God. Says, I know who you are. I know you're a peacemaker. I know you're a peacekeeper. I know you are a healer. I know you're a big God. That's why I praise you. I exalt your name. I magnify your name in every situation, no matter what's going down. Don't ever forget it. Because sometimes you can get so caught up. And you can get so caught up in the situation that you forget all about the praise. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Remember, hallelujah, to continue to watch and wait on what he wants to give you. Stay in his will. I reiterate that a little bit because I want you to stay in his will and watch God move. And he will move. Let's move to verse, amen. Let's go to verse 14. Let's go to verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. So you see right here, he's open. He hears you. When you cry out to him, he hears you. When you need him, he hears you. He hears you before you even say anything. He there. But he wants you to still praise him and say, Lord, I need you. You know, he still wants you to do it. But he hears you. Don't nothing slip by God. He knows your every move, your everywhere you are. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 16. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. God will erase their memory from the earth. You know, those that do you wrong, hallelujah, glory to God, those that do things that they ain't got no business doing to you, God's going to, he'll erase them. He'll erase them. It's just like they didn't even exist. So don't even worry about that. Because sometimes you get caught up in the wrong thing. The only thing you should be concerned about is be concerned about who he is and making sure that you're on the right track, making sure that you're doing what you need to do for the Lord. You know, all the other stuff just don't matter. You know, because blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't want to walk in the wrong counsel. You want to make sure you stay in the counsel of the living God. Because he's going to take you through whatever it is you've got to go through. He's right there in it, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles. He's going to deliver the righteous, he said, out of all their troubles. So it ain't nothing that you go through that God can't deliver you from. You know, there's some things people think they go through that God can't deliver. No. He's a God that can deliver you out of all things. It said the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it and deliver. So when the righteous cry out, so you want to remain righteous, stay righteous, make sure you're doing the righteous deeds, good deeds, hallelujah, glory to God, to all men, especially them of the household of faith. Don't cut them down. Don't tear them down. Make sure that you don't talk them down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he will deliver you out of everything. Let's move on to verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Glory heart. Glory to God. You know what? There ain't nothing that we go through down here on this earth that God didn't share, that God's son didn't shed on the cross. Everything that we go through down here, it was shedded on that cross. So there is nothing. I don't care what it is, nothing. So it's not, hallelujah, glory to God. It's not, it's just like elementary, my dear Watson, okay? We don't sometimes think about these things until other people preach them and teach them to us. And it makes more sense. But it ain't nothing, hallelujah, no suffering that God didn't go through. Think about it, hallelujah.
Everything that we go through down here, it was already shedded on the cross. That's everything. It ain't something, everything. Because if we say God is everywhere and he sees everything, he sees everything, everything we go through, everything that's coming for us to go through, everything that we went through, and some of the stuff that we didn't have to go through, but we put ourselves through. And then you want to say it's the devil. It's not. Because you put yourself through those things. Let's move on a little bit further. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wanted to talk about that contrite spirit, too, also. Let's move on down just a little bit. 18. The Lord is nigh to them that are a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. That contrite spirit, meaning you will do what God tells you to do without hesitation. I know when he brought that word to me a few years ago, I'm like, what is that? I had never heard of it, never read it in the Word of God, never, ever, never. But then when I looked at it, amen, I said, okay, I see what you're saying. So you'll do what he tells you to do. You know, sometimes when you first come and you're a babe in Christ and he tells you to do this, that, you do it. But then sometimes you lose your way, hallelujah, with this contrite spirit. But remember, do what he tells you to do without hesitation. Make sure you're doing what God tells you to do. Like I said, about your will and not his will and not your will. Glory to God. Let's move on to 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Everything that you go through, didn't I tell you, he'll deliver you from it. It ain't nothing too hard for God. So when you put him first and put him in it, you know, sometimes it's, well, I prayed. No, keep praying. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Because he's going to deliver you out of it. But remember, I also said, and I keep it reading it, stay righteous. Hallelujah. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Whoever hates God's people, they're going to be punished. So be careful who you're talking about. Be careful when you go and talk about the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, the minister, and all that. Be careful. Because you see right here, he said you're going to be punished. So remember, hallelujah, be careful. Don't put your mouth on them. Because you're going to be punished. Then you wonder, why am I going through so much? Why is this and why is that? You know why? Because you're putting your mouth on God's people. And they ain't did nothing to you at all. Some of you don't even really know that good. But you still do what? Put your mouth on. So be careful. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Those who trust in the Lord and praise him will not receive punishment. As a guilty person, glory to God. So you got to remember, he will give you everything. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is praise him. You know, we can praise God in the morning when we wake up. We can praise God because he is love. We can praise God because we love other people. And he gave us that spirit to love them no matter what, to love unconditionally. We can praise God and not be self-centered and think it's all about us. You know, sometimes you'll get to praying and, you know, you'll be saying, okay, Lord, I praise you, Lord, for who you are. Lord, I praise you, Lord God, because I know, God, you're a good God. I praise you, Lord, because we serve an awesome God. Glory to God. But then guess what you do? You stop right there. Then you start with your to-do list. But when you're praising God, praise him completely. And then you can go later on and, you know, take your list, but you don't have to take every time. Hallelujah. Praise God for souls that are being brought out of darkness. Praise God that the people will be delivered. Hallelujah. Praise God no matter what. Don't let nobody tell. Don't let nobody steal your praise. You know how sometimes people can get to talking in there, well, you know what, you don't have to do all that and it don't take all that. It take all that and more for me. I don't know what it takes for you. You may want to live on the edge, but I'm not living on the edge. So when you come out and strike out a praise against everything that's going on, I praise you, Lord God, because I know you're in the midst. Lord, I praise you. We serve an awesome God. We serve a big God. We serve a God that heals or delivers, sets free the captives, Lord. I praise you, Lord God, because, Lord, I know, Lord, your word is true and every man is a liar. I praise you, God, because the book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth because you said it in your word. I praise you, God. Learn how to have a prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't open up my line for prayer, amen, in the beginning, but I'm going to open it up now. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God, and what an awesome God we serve. Praise him for everything, no matter what you go through, no matter what you see. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, nobody, amen, press the 1. So we're going to go on, amen, with the message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sorry. We're going to go on, amen, with service because he is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. And don't forget to magnify him, exalt him. Hallelujah. Go through. That's why I wanted to break those words down. So, you know, sometimes people just read them and see them. And I know I used to do that. And now I want them broke down so I can understand them. I receive the word first and then I give it to the people. That's what you do, hallelujah. Because if it's something that you can't receive, they ain't going to receive it either. Because you can tell by the way they preach it. Do they receive what they're saying? Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy. My God, my God. I don't want to make sure that you understand that the shows that are coming on, hallelujah, glory to God, before I do the invitation, amen, to salvation. Don't forget to make sure that you tune in, hallelujah, Tuesday with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Don't forget on Wednesday, it's Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew comes on Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Don't forget we're the Hour of Power, and it comes on every Sunday, hallelujah, Prophetess Martha Williams. And don't forget, I give you a 30-minute break, then Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, every Sunday. So don't forget. And I encourage you to come and partner. Hallelujah. Like I said, it's only $25 or more. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to pray. Salvation, I'm sorry. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed, even those that I didn't even know that I was committing. Father, I give my life to you, Holy Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. You said that prayer. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. And understand, hallelujah, it don't stop there. Continue on, amen. Hit me up on Facebook, amen, and let me know that you gave your life to Christ on today so we can tell you what next. We don't want to just throw it out there, and you don't know what's next. So go ahead and hit me up. Hit me up on Facebook as Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams page on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give the benediction. Amen. So we can get on out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, through the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.